Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, internet world. Welcome to Auto Merch Talk, a podcast we put together to talk about automotive stuff. We work for a company named Car Data. We take pictures and videos of cars at dealerships. So if you're looking for a full-time photographer on your lot, Car Data can help. As usual, guys, I have a few articles for you guys to go through today. And I have my friend here, Edwin Gomez, with me.
What's up, guys?
How you doing, sir?
Good, good. How's everything been?
Good, good. Can't complain.
Can't complain.
Everything going well.
Everything is going well in the automotive world.
All right. What do we have up first?
So, Ford is having some kind of cuts in jobs. They're actually cutting 580 salary jobs.
Wow.
For most people, that might not sound like a lot, but those 580 salaried people are probably higher ups and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, important jobs. But the automaker is eliminating about 350 salary and 230 agency positions on the U.S. engineering teams.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And it started affecting employees like earlier last Wednesday.
Okay. Wow. Sorry to hear that.
Yep.
People.
Yep. And I mean, the reason they're doing that is they're trying to get a different mix of talent and stuff, you know, with the different EVs and things like that. So
they're focusing more on the EVs.
Yeah, everybody's focusing more on the EVs. So that's just a little story. Not really much there, but Ford is cutting some jobs to, I guess, restructure.
Okay. So if you guys are in the market for a four-door sedan, the Acura Integra is coming out, priced at $37,000.
Nice.
It's a compact sports sedan. Pretty cool. The price puts the fifth generation Integra into competition with the Audi A3, the Mercedes-Benz CLA, and the BMW 2 Series Grand Coupe.
Wow.
And those start about $38,000 before shipping.
Wow. So they're going to be right there with them. And the Integra is going to return to the market in early June this year.
That's pretty cool.
So that's going to be,
In the United States, Acura is including a 2 years or 24,000 miles of scheduled maintenance as part of the new program called Acura Maintenance.
That's important because those little things matter.
Right? It matters. It has you coming back. It's to keep the customer retention. So.
Yeah, that's why they do that, to make sure you. Right. And then those people usually, they turn into cars and they just buy another one because it has been so easy with this one. Might as well stay here.
Acura does have good service. I had an Acura before and they do have good
service.
Good service.
That does.
And they have loaners too when you drop your car off for service.
Yep.
They have loaners.
And especially if you get one of these, in 2023 is when that Integra is going to be. It's going to be two trims.
Right. Okay.
So obviously cars like this, they usually already come with that loaner service like you're saying and stuff. The two Integras is going to be, it's a base and a sportier A-spec model.
Okay.
The A-spec is going to be about 40 grand with destination. Wow. They both are powered with a turbocharged 1.5 liter inline four cylinder. 200 horsepower, 192 pound feet of square. So that's
pretty decent.
That's a little car. A little fast thing there.
And Integra's coming back.
That's nice. I actually like that. That's one of the vehicles
good-looking car.
I like.
It's a good looking car.
Wow. That's going to be interesting. So, for those maybe looking into
buying an Integra,
nice four-door Integra and coming in June, keep your eyes open. It's a good-looking car too. So
yeah, it's a good-looking car.
Yep.
So BMW Audi suspends shipping cars by train to China due to the war in Ukraine. So the war in Ukraine is affecting a lot of people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes after 2 months after BMW said it halted the export of cars to Russia and would stop production on the ground there. This Russian thing is becoming, they're going to be on their own.
Right.
They're going to be on their own.
That's what it looks like.
That is crazy.
Well, that's a lot of cars, too.
A lot of things. This is affecting a lot because, I mean, we've spoken about chips. We've spoken about harnesses.
Right.
Now you're talking about just shipping and stuff like that. It's
right.
It actually is. People don't realize these things that happen around the world.
Right.
They might not affect us maybe directly, but they do affect us somehow. But it is what it is.
Yep. I thought this article was pretty interesting.
I always find Elon Musk interesting.
Yeah, me too.
So we're going to be talking about his acquisition of Twitter.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool that he got upset at first because he couldn't edit something and decided to buy the place.
Right.
He's acting like, oh, it's because I want to keep the free speech open and all. No, it's because he got that much money. He got upset. Right.
He has the money to do it.
He bought the thing. So with this, Henrik Fisker. So Henrik Fisker is one of the guys that does the Fisker automobiles.
Right.
Those are also like electric cars. Automobiles. So his account vanished. Now, it didn't vanish like Elon Musk took them off.
Right.
But I guess Fisker went on there and just told everybody that his 86,000 followers, that they can now follow him on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
And a couple of hours later, he deleted his account from Twitter.
He did?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the reasoning behind that is because Fisker did work at Tesla for some time.
Right. I know that.
And yeah. And then I guess they had some kind of fallout. There was a lawsuit. Fisker actually won.
Right.
So, you know, there's probably a little bit of bad blood there, but.
Okay.
I just thought that was interesting, guys. And it has to do with cars because even though it's Twitter, you got two of these EV people now fighting in another thing.
Right.
That's pretty cool. Competition out there. It's competition
interesting.
But, and for those of you that don't know, Elon Musk bought Twitter for $44
billion.
Billion.
Yeah, billion.
Because that's just, you know, chump change for a dude like him.
It is chump change, actually.
It is, just for a dude like him.
Well, the next article, we're going to talk about Hertz quarter one revenue rises. Global Holdings said first quarter revenue of $1.8 billion was up 57% from a year ago, excluding the Dolan fleet management business sold last year.
Wow.
And they just emerged from bankruptcy in October.
Yeah.
And they're doing really well.
But that also, back to Elon Musk.
Right.
That was a big help because that's, right, is what hurts that he did that whole deal.
Hurts definitely helped.
So that whole deal just, it made them good money. It made them gain 57% from last year. I mean, then again, we had the issues with COVID.
Right.
So less people were renting vehicles because more people were scared. Now that it's, less traveling. The pandemic is a little bit down.
Right.
But they're now back to about 90% where it was before COVID.
Okay. So. That's good.
Yeah.
Get this. A year ago, Hertz fleet depreciated about $219 per car per month. In the first quarter of 2022, those vehicles actually gained $40 a car per month in value, which added $59 million to the bottom line. Can you imagine that? Just because of the car situation right now?
Because $219 per car is like, that's not bad. Then when you add all those cars.
That's a lot though, $219 per car per month.
Yeah.
That's a lot of depreciation.
$59 million a year.
Right. I thought that was interesting.
It is. That is very interesting. And the company's business of renting Tesla electric vehicles, like we said, is also helping their margins.
Right.
Because the cars cost more to rent per day, but they're cheaper to maintain and have them out there. So it actually also helps their bottom line.
That's awesome. Maybe one day I'll rent a Tesla from Hertz.
You know what? You know, we travel every once in a while. We should try to do that once.
Just rent one.
Just rent one, and then maybe we can get a better experience of how it is and how the logistics of it is.
How it drives.
How it drives. Like, me neither. I've driven them, but we've only driven them, like, you know, on a lot on or a anything. Lot, you don't really get to open up.
Right. You don't get to hit the gas or hit the brakes.
But I'm more interested on, again, like the logistics, like, am I going to make it from point A to B and be okay in between and find a spot?
Are you going to find a charging station at your hotel?
Yeah,
a lot of things come to mind. But
a lot of things come to mind. Cool. So we're still on EVs. We're moving on to an article about Lucid.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously another EV.
Right. Really good brand, from what I can tell.
Well, they're all over the news, and Lucid said it's going to be selling as many as 100,000 electric vehicles to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia over the next decade.
Awesome.
So they made some type of deal with them where they're going to be, a deal with the Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Finance for, this says 50,000.
Well, 50 over the span and then
another 50. Okay, so basically Musk did with Hertz.
Right, exactly.
When they had a deal in the day. Okay. Right.
Exactly.
Saudi Arabia owns roughly 61% of Lucid through its sovereign wealth fund.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So that's like a big thing for them. You know?
Right.
They're using their own
That's awesome.
Yep. The deal initially calls for 1,000 to 2,000 EVs annually, increasing to 4,000 to 7,000 in 2025. And that's where they'll reach their numbers. Pricing terms weren't announced. You know, this is just there, but it's definitely going to happen.
Okay.
So anybody in Saudi Arabia, just know they're going to be lucid all over the place.
Right. Lucid air.
All over the place.
Next up, we have Penske's Automotive delivers most profitable quarter in company history. That income soared to $369.5 million, up $183 million in the year earlier. Wow.
21%.
To $6.98 billion. They're doing really well, Penske.
They are, but it's because they have a bunch of other stuff.
They have a lot of stuff, man. They have the trucking stuff. They have the automotive dealership stuff.
Back in the days when I worked at the blood center, the mobiles that we drove, we used to have to drop them off out of Penske.
Really?
And the maintenance stuff? And they're the ones that used to do the maintenance on the big mobiles.
They do a lot.
They do. They have dealerships now. Their shares rose 5% in pre-market trading on Wednesday.
Okay.
So that's good. I mean, their stock is going up. They're making the money. They've opened up a Honda dealership in Texas.
Cool.
They bought a BMW dealership and a collision center in Southern California. Southern California. Yeah. And that's a big deal too, because now you got a collision center. You got all this stuff.
Always got cars in there. Always. Collision center is always busy.
Look, Penske's car shop standalone used car business continued to grow as the revenue doubled to $515 million of sales.
Wow.
And that's $515.8 million on 19,000 vehicles. That's up 71%. They're just making all the money.
Yeah. And Penske operates 23 car shops outlets during the quarter and plans to have 40 car shop stores in the US and UK by the end of 2023.
Oh, wow. So that's like soon.
That's very soon.
Yeah, that's soon.
They're doing all their buying this year, next year.
Yeah, they're making moves. They're making their moves. That's Penske, folks.
Penske.
It's like one of these. This is my Penske. Carvana. I was actually a little bit surprised on this. Well, not really, because once you read it, it makes sense. But so Carvana shares are losing a lot. Yeah. Almost all of their pandemic-fueled gains. Like, whatever they got during the pandemic, they were doing really well, whatever.
Right.
They're starting to...
That's gone.
Yep. Since touching the stay-at-home fueled high in August, shares in online platform for buying used cars have fallen 83%.
That's a lot.
That means you lost a lot of people.
Right.
But, like we were talking earlier, I wonder if it's not only just the pandemic thing or whatever. It might be that the problems that we're having with the titles and
with the registrations.
You know, that turns a lot of people off.
Right.
Because you're already not really dealing with somebody. Then you have those little issues. That could be kind of scary, so.
But still, man, 83% is a lot.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure that 83% is a couple of different things. It can't be just one reason.
Okay.
But the company struggled this week to raise $3.3 billion in the corporate debt market, having to revamp a junk bond offering.
Okay.
So when they revamp the junk bond offering, people start buying stuff, you know, the stocks could go back up.
Okay.
They're trying to just make their money back, I guess. So Carvana's down. Not that they're bad, not that they're good, but their stock definitely has plunged.
So in 2023, if you're in the market for a Toyota GR Supra, they will finally offer it in a manual transmission.
That's
sweet.
I feel like it's going to sell more. That's probably why they didn't sell as much before. Because I hardly don't see them on the street.
I see a couple. I see a couple of them. But like you said, you're right.
Not what I thought. When it first came out, I was like, oh my God, everybody that's a Supra head is going to get it. A lot of people didn't want it because it's...
It's a good looking car, though.
It is a very good looking car.
But now they have it in manual transmission. The 6-speed will be an option on the 3.0 Premium and Limited. but the 2.0 will only be automatic. So they have two versions of it.
Okay. And the 3.0 has 382 horsepower.
Okay.
Nice. That's going to be interesting. So for anybody that has been was waiting for that manual transmission.
Right. It's coming out.
It's coming out.
And get this, it ranked 8 in a segment in Canada where it sold 44 units in the first quarter. Nice. I guess that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. This is going to be different. It's not going to be like the original.
Right.
When it came out.
I think
they're
going to sell.
Yeah, they're definitely going to sell more now. Because that's what a lot of people were saying. Why am I going to buy this car? It is automatic. Right.
Especially with electric cars coming in and gasoline cars disappearing. I don't see why not, you know what I mean?
I don't either. Agreed. Another really beautiful sports car that's gonna have a massive change is Corvette.
That's interesting. Because to get that car, because they say it's at 0 to 60 miles an hour, it's 2.9 seconds, and it's able to drive 400 miles on a full tank of gas. How can you convert that in an electric car?
Into electric because that battery is heavy, everything. It's right. Just more weight. So, but they've made a 9,000-pound Hummer EV that accelerates to 60 miles per hour in 60 seconds. So
with 329 mile.
I'm pretty sure they could figure it out. Well, no, because the Hummer does have a really wider
It's wider and it's long.
Yeah, and it's long. So it's a bigger vehicle. Yeah.
Put it in a smaller car like that, it's so compact. I don't know. And they have to distribute the weight properly too for the aerodynamics of the car. So that's interesting to see what they're going to
do. A Corvette on a separate EV specific chassis would probably come with $1 billion price tag? Oh, $1 billion price tag for GM. Not for us. I was going to say that. Elon Musk again? He's the only one that can buy this damn thing. The car was just redesigned from the wheels up 3 years ago. And it does look very, very nice.
It is aggressive looking. I agree.
It is. Corvette will have to be super lightweight and super aerodynamic to keep up with that 0 to 60 time.
Right. That's what I was saying.
An impressive 444-mile cruising range. Wow. That is going to be very tough.
That's a lot. That's a big number.
That is going to be tough.
I don't know about that, man, but we'll see.
Unless Corvette becomes more than just a sports car. It becomes a family of vehicles that includes SUVs like Porsche and Lamborghini have done recently.
He's saying a Corvette SUV. So,
oh man, I'm pretty sure if there's a damn Corvette SUV, that thing's going to sell. Because, look, the Mustang has an SUV.
Right.
It's doing well. Porsche's done well. The Lamborghini, I see the Lamborghini all over the place out here.
And there's a $250,000 car.
And you see them all over the place. Right. Because it's a good looking. So that would be pretty cool to see.
I think that'd be cool too.
Yeah, if Corvette could do that, that would be
interesting to see what it would look like. It would be a four-door.
Now look, it says the electric powertrain is actually smaller than the gasoline engine. So that gives it a little bit of space.
Right.
So guys, just know there might be some interesting stuff going on with Corvettes.
Right.
Because if they can't, we almost hope that they can't get the car going. Because if they can't, they start doing SUVs.
Right.
It's going to be nice. Cool. Or little crossovers or something.
I agree.
They can work it.
Chevrolet Corvette SUV.
Wow.
Probably in the future. Well, there you have it, folks. If you like what you hear and see, please like and subscribe and comment below, guys. With that said, till next time.